Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Paul's letter to the Corinthians mentions three kinds of Christians: the natural man, the spiritual man, and the carnal man. Contrary to most Calvinists, the natural man is not the unsaved or unconverted man. If he were, it would do no good to preach to him. Yet Jesus commanded his apostles, "Go therefore and teach or make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." Matthew 28:19. The spiritual man is the one who listens to and obeys the voice of the Spirit as the will of God is revealed in the Word of God. I shall say more about the spiritual man in just a moment. The carnal man is one who devotes his energy to fulfilling the lust of the flesh. The word carnal means fleshly. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Romans 8:6. Paul informed the Corinthians, "But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, for they are spiritually discerned. But the spiritual man judges all things, yet he himself is judged by no man." 1 Corinthians 2:14-15. What do the terms spiritually discerned and the spiritual man mean? They refer to the fact that people's hearts have to be right to receive and to apply God's Word to their lives. It is the attitude that says, "Speak, Lord, thy servant hears, command, and I will obey." Jesus told some Jews, "My doctrine is not mine, but his who sent me. If any man will to do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God, or whether I speak of myself." John 7:16-17. If a person does not want to hear God's word and do it, no amount of preaching will change his heart. All who preach the gospel have encountered such people. We must be willing to listen and to do God's will. In his parable of the sower, Jesus said, "A sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it." He explained what he meant by the wayside soil. Those by the wayside are they who hear. Then comes the devil and takes away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. Luke 8:5-12. No person can become spiritual unless he is open to the teaching of God's word. The word alone can build us up in the most holy faith and give us an inheritance among them who are sanctified. Acts 20:32. There are some religious teachers who argue that we cannot be spiritual people unless we receive the supernatural infilling of the Holy Spirit. If that were true, what purpose would the Bible serve? Peter refuted that position in his second epistle. He said to his readers, "Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of him who has called us unto glory and virtue." 2 Peter 1:2-3. Paul affirmed that the inspired word enables us to mature in the faith and furnishes us unto all good works. 2 Timothy 3:16-17. If the word gives us all things pertaining to life and godliness, and furnishes us unto all good works, why would it be necessary that we have the direct operation of the Holy Spirit? We do not have because we do not need the miraculous gifts of the Spirit. The Word is sufficient to meet all our needs. At least that is what Peter and Paul taught. The Apostle Peter urged his readers, "But grow in grace and in knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ." 2 Peter 3:18. We must have the attitude Jesus expressed in John 8, "I do always those things that please him." John 8:29. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.